a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Something else, huh, Russ?
Yeah, Dad.
Isn't it beaut, Audrey?
She'll see it later, honey. Her eyes are frozen.
Most enduring traditions of the season are best enjoyed in the warm embrace of kith and kin. This tree is a symbol of the spirit of the Grithwald family Christmas.
Dad, did you bring a saw?
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
Be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Seven Democrats running for president on stage at the party's sixth debate of the campaign. Elizabeth Warren criticizing high-dollar fundraisers held by Pete Buttigieg.
Billionaires in wine caves should not pick the next president of the United States.
Buttigieg pointing out that Warren has transferred big money donations left over from her past Senate campaigns.
This is the problem with issuing purity tests you cannot yourself pass.
The debate in Los Angeles on PBS. Senate Majority and Minority Leaders Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer met but have not agreed on how President Trump's impeachment trial should be conducted.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is now refusing to send the two articles of impeachment that passed the House to the Senate until McConnell provides more details about how he intends to run the trial. Democrats want new witnesses while McConnell does not.
Fox's Kristen Fisher in Washington. America's listening to Fox News.
What a bunch of crap!
We wish you'd get up, you listeners. We'll wake you right here. I don't think you got our message. But our message is clear. Oh, sure, you can just ignore us, my friend. We said that it's time to get up. We've made ourselves clear. Stop sleeping, it's time to get up. We said that it's time to get up. You're snoozing and now we're fed up. Get your fat butt.
Hello.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Good morning, everybody. Not a bad last official day of fall with clouds increasing today, but a little milder. We're dry. High temperature in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, as winter begins, the winter solstice, showers are likely tomorrow, tomorrow night, Sunday, Sunday night. High temperatures will be in the lower 50s. The rainfall amounts could be significant. Then a risk of some leftover showers on Monday, but most of Christmas week will be dry and much warmer. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
It's Friday, which means it's
the weekend.
Wait, I'm not ready.
Hey, it's Friday.
You bet I get ready.
It's the end of the year. We are all fried.
I've got my eyes on that big end of the year party.
Are you ready to party?
I don't think you heard me. Are you ready to party?
Said, are you ready
to party?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Ready as I'll ever be.
Let's party.
Showtime!
In case you're listening to Fox at the top of the hour, they're playing games again. They're just playing games. This is how they're going to prolong and put this country through never-ending impeachment. We're not going to send the article. Technically, from what I understand, then President Trump isn't impeached until they do that, until they take that step. So it's just one big, dangerous game. And we're the ones that are paying the price for it. But I am not a legal scholar. I'm only reporting to you what I found through my own research yesterday. For those of you waiting for a Bailey update, Rich is home nursing her through. She's had a rough day or so. It's slow in coming around. We went through it with Hershey. It takes about 48 hours before they start to perk up after anesthesia and pain medications and anti-inflammation and all the stuff. Same thing we go through. So we're just hoping that she continues to improve and Rich can be here on Monday. Right now it's 6:08. We got the William Tell Wake Up ahead. Random facts in about an hour with Jay Scott. And on TV today, 5 good deeds a month. And I'm going to be able to announce at least one when we hook up with the folks on the cast of Rising on CBS 8 and ABC 32. The temperature this morning just above freezing at 6:09.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A Clanton man charged with murder in a deadly boating accident on Lake Jordan has pleaded guilty. Damian Bruno pleaded guilty to 2 counts of murder in a deadly crash on the 4th of July. 2 people died in the crash. 5 others were injured. It's Camellia Bowl weekend in the capital city. The pep rally kicks off at 5 tonight at the train shed, followed by the Christmas parade at 6. The big game between Arkansas State and Florida International University is at 4:30 on Saturday. Tickets are still available. And a local high school's food pantry is in need of donations. Lee High School's food pantry serves 100 students a week, sending them home on Fridays with a backpack full of food for the weekend. Contact Lee High School if you're interested in donating. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Rich here for Plumbing by Lukewire. Now, you've heard and maybe used Lukewire for years for AC and heating. I have, because they've been around for 40 years doing that. But for over two decades, their plumbing department is second to none. Now, maybe you've had less than a satisfying experience with other plumbers over the years. They may have overcharged you during off hours. Well, give Plumbing by Lukewire a call. They never charge an overtime fee. They're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And you're never going to be late for work waiting for them to show up. Because when they say they're going to be there at a certain time, they're going to be there at a certain time. Anything from a broken pipe to installing a new hot water heater, they are the people. They are licensed. They are bonded. They're fully insured for your protection. As they say at Plumbing by Lukewire, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call Lukewire at 264-9666 or visit them at acbylukewire.com on the web and click on the plumbing tab.
Alabama certification number 84417.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-757.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the William Tell Wake Up at 6:12.
Naughty.
Just in time for the holidays, things that Rachel Ray says that sound dirty but aren't.
We'll get the meat in there and start the meat working. Now what we're going to do before we go down, these are my corn cakes, and they look like flat tires, right? You got to let them hang out and get tender. I like it hot. Party in my mouth. Grab a whisk and get in there. I lean way back and keep my hair away from it. To bring it to the finish, we're going to put some whipped cream all over the top of that. Mmm, yummo.
This has been things that Rachel Ray says that sound dirty, but aren't.
I'm shocked, shocked.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
What? How long have you been doing this?
I'm in a hurry. I just started Monday. You know, it's always a good idea I had set something aside for this and then forgot to pull it out. Now I sound like Rachel Ray. This is a bit of science because it involves some math and some studying, but scientists have now determined 2:13 p.m. on December 26th is the point where we've had enough of our family.
Why?
Really?
All right.
Yeah, it's around the time that you volunteer to make a run to the grocery store and decide to head to a grocery store 45 miles away. This study pinpointed the average moment when we finally hit our limit with our family over the holidays, and it happens at 2:13 on the 26th. The top things that lead us to losing our patience: arguments over what to watch on TV, babysitting duties, getting yelled at for not helping, being hungover, arguments over politics. And here are the top five.
Number five.
Arguments over board games? Really?
That can happen.
My mom and I used to play what we called full contact Yahtzee. I mean, we didn't hit each other or anything, but we got very passionate into those dice. I heard my mother use language that was not typical of her.
No, I would think, yes, if it's a group of adults, then yes, maybe, but I think I don't know if you might see it more with little kids playing their board games.
This is true. That brings to mind the age-old question.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Right, yeah.
Sometimes adults can do that, too.
And,
number four.
Bad presents.
Yeah. Hopefully you've got enough.
I still can't believe what Paul Brown gave me yesterday. We opened it up on TV. I had no idea. I thought it might be like popcorn or something. And I had everything I needed to complement my pistol so I can start shooting. I may need it based on what I'm hearing in the news. And I'll be ready.
Number three.
Stress over cooking.
Yeah.
I understand that. I hope it didn't taste that way, but that was a high-stress omelet I made this morning.
It was a high-stress omelet. It tasted stressy. It had a little stressy to it.
I'm at the point now where I don't think I'm going to leave until Monday now, because I'm just like, bleh.
Number two.
Criticism for how you're handling being an adult. Jeez.
Criticism for how you're handling being an adult.
Which brings to mind the age-old question.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
And number one.
Criticism for being single or your relationship choices.
Okay. There will be a fight on that one.
So set your phone alarms for Thursday at 2:13. Remember what we told you this morning, and you can't say that we didn't try to warn you. So that's the first piece of news, and that was brought to you by our good friends Mark and Vicky at Applied Security. 279-8338. They protect us here in the Blue Water Broadcasting Building and have for 14 years, and it's a system. You don't want to mess with that, do you? If you don't put in the right code, if you don't follow
I don't like doing it.
And man, on a couple of occasions, I remember once about 7-8 years ago, somebody was jimmying the front door.
Ooh.
And I got to the radio station around 4:30 that morning, and the police were here. I mean, they come right out. Their notification system is excellent. So nobody's going to get away with nothing when you work with them. And they offer all the high-tech solutions you could possibly need. 279-8338. They can assume your existing monitoring for under $30 a month, which is a really great deal at Applied Security. Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number 276. At 18 minutes after, I think we're going to play my last day, I think. Before there are some things that are still in doubt. I don't know. But we're going to get a visit from Something Claus this morning, and that's coming up along with the timeline with me, your substitute host, Greg Boodle. At 6:19, how are the roads doing, Skip?
Well, good morning.
morning. This is Montgomery's Skywatch traffic. Light to moderate traffic through Montgomery this morning on I-65 and 85. A fast merge downtown at the 65-85 interchange. We have light to moderate traffic on the boulevard and around the city this morning, and we're seeing some early traffic inbound from Troy Highway, 231 from Wetumpka, and 31 from Prattville. We have no accidents reported to us at this time. Drive carefully this morning. Reinhardt Used Car Super Center would like to wish you and all those close to you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. That's Reinhardt Used Car Super Center for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
There are more distracted drivers this time of year. Don't be a distracted driver. Put your phone away while you drive. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 9224.
Hey folks, Jeff Sessions here. There's a battle raging right now, a battle for the soul and future of America. It's a time of great opportunity and great peril. With President Trump, we have a historic opportunity to finally end the lawlessness at our border and to stop China from stealing our technology and our jobs. But we also face great peril. Washington Democrats are seeking to fundamentally change America, change our ideals, divide us from each other. They embrace socialism and chaos at our borders. And many Republicans are just too timid. They're not fully committed to fighting for the president's agenda. It's time to stand up and fight for what's right. And you all know me. I won't go wobbly on you. I'll always stand for Alabama values in Washington. I'm Jeff Sessions, candidate for the Senate. I approve this ad.
Paid for by Friends of Sessions Senate Committee, Inc.
Hello, I'm Kelly Cooley, business manager at Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Oh, what up, man? How was the concert?
Sucked.
I mean, my buddies got busted for drinking in the parking lot. Santa's not bringing me anything this year.
Ah, oh, don't worry about it, man.
You always get a visit from something Claus.
Who's that?
Yeah. Everybody getting something. Everybody getting something.
Everybody's been naughty. Everybody's got flaws. If you've been crossed on Santa's list, here comes Santa Claus.
Was a girl named Sheila. Had a man with a van. They were supposed to go to dinner, but he had other plans. He said she was domineering. Tried to take her diamond earrings. Said that she was profiteering. He would be disappearing. She got mad, was on fire. Took a knife, slashed his tires. Pulled a phone on Richard Pryor. Santa said, you know, like a qualifier. But you know what I say. Everybody's getting something. Everybody's getting something. And I ain't talking about some no toys. I give cash. White envelopes filled with 20s, sometimes 50s. Cash. And where am I getting this cash? Hey, man, we don't need to talk about that. For the man, works super long hours, does everything he can. One day he had all he could handle, threw a fit and caused a scandal, broke his computer into shambles. The mess he made was quite substantial. Got fired, got arrested, got thrown out from repossession. Santa said, man, you've been rejected, but you know what I say, everybody's getting something. Claus started our conversation. Both of us felt a sweet sensation. So we agreed on recreation. Brought me inside, made some cocoa. She served me pumpkin risotto.
so-so. Santa walked in and said, that's a no-no. But you know what I say? Everybody's getting something. Everybody's getting something.
At 6:24 with your timeline for December 20th, I'm your substitute host, Greg Budell for Rich Thomas. I'll also be the substitute teacher today in the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting. Let's go back 200 and, by the way, temperatures in the 30s. It's chilly, but not horribly so.
Mm-hmm.
216 years ago, the Louisiana Purchase was made. The deal was closed in New Orleans. It was worth $15 million. That came out to about 3 cents an acre. Good deal. Jay, if you were alive in Missouri in 1820, you would be taxed $1 because it was on this date in 1820, the state of Missouri imposed a $1 bachelor tax on single men aged 21 to 50.
Interesting. 21 to what?
50.
Wow.
So you would qualify. With room to spare, I might add. But look, I mean, otherwise I'd get beat. Taxed a dollar too.
Right.
I'll admit it. I'll confess. I'm the honest morning host. I'm past 50.
And also not a bachelor.
That too. And I don't want anybody listening.
There's that other stipulation.
An Arrowhead this morning to get any ideas that there was. 1860, this date, 159 years ago, South Carolina became the first state to secede from the Union. Within 2 months, Mississippi, Florida, Alabama, Georgia, Louisiana, and Texas followed. It's a Wonderful Life debuted on this date 73 years ago.
Dave, so it was in the movie theaters on this date?
Yes.
Did movies at that time release on Fridays like they do now, or was it different?
I don't know. That's a good question. It's a question that demands to be asked, but it's
let me look. It's a Wonderful Life, released on Wednesday.
Well, you're looking that up. I'm going to play this from our friend Gail.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Oh, God. It's Jimmy Stewart time. They show that movie constantly this time of year. Zuzu's Petals, Zuzu's Petals. Give me a break. He totally got screwed over. Instead of traveling the world, he's broke, stuck in a house with sick kids. Well, that's an awful thing to think. I'm getting so cynical.
Yeah.
I used to be so sweet, but now I'm a cranky old maid. I hate that expression, old maid. What, you don't have a man by a certain age and suddenly you're a servant? That little girl that played Zuzu is probably 90 now. I bet Jimmy Stewart never even talked to her again after that movie. Somebody should have pushed him off that bridge. Oh, that is an even worse thing to think. I used to be so sweet. Well, kind of.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
December 20th, 1946 was, in fact, a Friday.
Oh, it was.
So.
Just in time for the weekend, then.
Yeah,
it wasn't that a big hit, though, when it came out.
It was supposed to be released in January.
That would have been dumb. I mean, it's a Christmas movie.
That's what I looked up, was that, I said, what was the release date of It's a Wonderful Life? And it says January 7th, 1947. It was supposed to be released. Let me look here and see why. Goodness, excuse me.
I got that same.
What's going on with
me? I think we have the thrush. I'll have to place a call to Dr. Lowe.
Oh, goodness. I'm trying to see exactly what the reason was, why it was moved up, and what the reason for that was. Oh, to make it eligible for the 1946 Academy Awards.
Ah. And they shot that in hot weather in San Diego, but it looks so authentically Christmassy. Amazing. All right, this date, 62 years ago, he was a hunk of burning private, Elvis.
Trapped. Okay. Private.
Private.
Yeah, only one.
And if you went somewhere else with that, shame on you.
Well, I did.
That is not my fault. And neither was that burp. But I'll be above that and say...
Me.
1973, Bobby Darin died in an L.A. hospital while undergoing a second heart operation. He was only 37 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. 45, wait a minute. Yeah, before you do the next one, I think the song of the day falls into that category.
Are you going to do the one that I did?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, now...
Rich one of the CKLW...
Yes, it's a real quick one at the beginning, so...
All right, and I think I can handle this.
CKLW!
Well...
It starts fast. It starts fast.
So today's lesson is always read the intro time on the song.
And I didn't have an intro time on it, so...
Let me try the... Because basically, this is a song you set up in advance. This song by the Honeycombs back in the early 70s was ahead of its time. Want ads. Hey, way before we had Match.com.
CKLW.
The Honeycombs at 629.
There you go.
Young man, single and free.
When is he coming back? Monday?
I hope.
Me too. Godfather Part II opened nationwide, often considered the greatest sequel in movie history. Joe Walsh joined the Eagles on this date 45 years ago, speaking of Rich Thomas.
The Eagles rule.
And one reason is because they got Joe Walsh in the band. 39 years ago, 1980, NBC broadcast a meaningless Dolphins-Jet game with no announcers. I remember this because it took place in Miami. The only sounds were those heard in the stands and on the field.
What was going on? What they have?
It's an experiment, you know.
Oh, just an experiment, okay.
And they got a huge rating with it because nobody had ever heard a broadcast football game.
Yeah, so they tuned in.
Zero announcers.
And decided they'd never do that again, apparently.
Yeah. In 1986 on this date, Walk Like an Egyptian by the Bangles hit number one, and I did have a temporary crush on Susanna Hoffs from the video. Donald Trump married his second wife, Marla Maples, this date 26 years ago at the Plaza Hotel in New York. He dumped her a few years later and now is married to Melania, who is an elegant goddess. 1996, a judge gave O.J. Simpson full custody of his young children for some reason. This is after the trial.
Mm-hmm.
I guess because he was not guilty. That's why they gave him custody. The decline of America was accelerated on this date in 1996 by the release of Beavis and Butthead Do America.
The decline of America.
Scream came out on this date in 1996. 20 years ago, the Vermont Supreme Court ruled that gay couples were entitled to the same benefits and protections as less promiscuous wedded couples of the opposite sex. 12 years ago in 2007, let's welcome Queen Elizabeth.
Hello, Queen.
She surpassed Queen Victoria, the old prude, as the oldest British monarch ever at 82 years and 8 months.
Yep.
Weird that Smithsonian Channel show, they've been doing a lot on Britain and the royal family. It's really interesting stuff because most of the royal family and many of the kings and queens of England were really screwed up people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But they have one of the an early film of Queen Victoria. I'd never seen it before. All I'd seen was pictures.
Really?
And she had been literally in mourning, only wore black after Prince Albert died, her husband. And she reigned for many decades after that. Never got over it, but for her funeral, she had her casket draped in wedding white because she was returning to Albert. How about that?
Fascinating.
Legend. 2011, this date, 8 years ago, Star Wars The Old Republic was released. This afternoon, The Old Republican, me, on Happy Hour.
Star Wars The Old Republic, that's a video game.
By the way, we are doing a cool thing this afternoon. We had Salvation Army on yesterday. They're behind in their fundraising goals for this year. And you know, these are the people that Chick-fil-A dumped with their corporate donations and stuff. They need our help, so we're going to have a kettle set up outside our building on the West Side parking lot, just like we did for on other occasions to raise money for people who need help. And, you know, the Salvation Army, the percentage of donations that goes to help is one of the highest of any charity. So we hope I think it's a first, a drive-by kettle drive.
It is, yeah. We've never done this before.
Birthdays today, Jonah Hill is 36. His waistline is not. Not that I'm one to judge. I'm a little above that. I'm doing better.
You are?
I bought a pair of 40s, and they fit nicely. Anita Ward from Ring My Bell is 62. That was her one and only. Alan Parsons of the Alan Parsons Project, 71. Peter Criss is 74. He's the Kiss drummer who was fired three times.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and the countdown today is National Sangria Day. 5 days till Christmas, 11 days until 2020, and I guess we should call it a new decade. And that is your time at 6:34.
Bravo.
Yeah?
Bravo. Yeah.
I enjoy it. But the bad part of doing the timeline is realizing how much of that history I've actually lived. That can get you down. All right, we're going to be talking to our friends on Alabama Rising shortly about the average person doing about five good deeds a month, and they come in different forms. So we'll talk about that. We're going to do our good deed this afternoon at 6:34, but I try to do them whenever possible. And you don't hear the BSO-meter going on, do you?
Nope.
Quick word for our friends at Lewis Lawn in about 25 shopping minutes. Chad Sasser will slip the key into the door. They're open from 7 to 4, Monday through Friday during the winter season. But it's an excellent time to buy. Now, maybe you've got somebody in the family who just got married or is just starting out with a new home, and they haven't acquired the necessary tools to take care and maintain the outside of that home. Why not stop by Lewis Lawn and get something they'll really appreciate and use? And the best part, anything you buy at Lewis Lawn can be brought back there for service or repair. I'm a Toro guy. I bought a couple of mowers there. One is 11 years old and still works fine. Excellent products, excellent service behind the scenes and the counter. Chad Sasser is the guy who also can tell you which manufacturers have special incentives and rebates. So stop by and see him today, open till 4 at 1135 Northeastern Bypass. You can reach out to them at 244-9191. For our friends at Lewis Lawn, 636.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Good morning, everybody. Not a bad last official day of fall with clouds increasing today, but a little milder. We're dry. High temperature in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, as winter begins, the winter solstice, showers are likely tomorrow, tomorrow night, Sunday, Sunday night. High temperatures will be in the lower 50s. The rainfall amounts could be significant. Then a risk of some leftover showers on Monday, but most of Christmas week will be dry and much warmer. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
They're running a little early over there, aren't they? So we got time for traffic, your Fox News replay, and then we'll be back. Turn us on TV, CBS 8, ABC 32. Check your local listings.
Checking the roads for you this morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are getting busy early on this Friday morning. Already moderate traffic on I-85 and 65 through the city. A fast merge at the 65-85 interchange downtown. Still mostly light to moderate traffic on the boulevard and around the city right now. We have no reported accidents at this time. It's going to be busy here in just a few minutes, so buckle up and drive carefully this morning. Your office location says it all. Synovus Center on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville gives you the distinction your business deserves. Call David McClinton for more information at 270-9177. Another great McClinton and Company development for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Holiday traffic can be hectic and sometimes dangerous. If something happens to you, call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Seven Democrats running for president on stage at the party's sixth debate of the campaign. Elizabeth Warren criticizing high-dollar fundraisers held by Pete Buttigieg.
Billionaires in wine caves should not pick the next president of the United States.
Buttigieg pointing out that Warren has transferred big money donations left over from her past Senate campaigns.
This is the problem with issuing purity tests you cannot yourself pass.
Debate in Los Angeles on PBS. Senate Majority and Minority Leaders Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer met but have not agreed on how President Trump's impeachment trial should be conducted.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is now refusing to send the two articles of impeachment that passed the House to the Senate until McConnell provides more details about how he intends to run the trial. Democrats want new witnesses, while McConnell does not.
Fox's Kristen Fisher in Washington. America's listening to Fox News.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's showtime.
All right, we're waiting to connect with Alabama Rising live on CBS ABC 32.
Should be any second now.
Yeah.
There we go. You're starting your day the right way with Rising.
A new survey found the average American does 5 good deeds a month.
Yeah, the most common small act of kindness we've done is giving someone directions, holding the door for a stranger, and letting someone with fewer items cut in line at the store. Now, there's a lot to talk about this. We want to switch over to our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys. You guys done any good deeds lately?
Not yes. A one. Oh.
See, he does good deeds. They don't necessarily involve the public, but he helps people that work with him all the time. This is one of the most accommodating human beings you will ever meet, Jay Scott.
Well, that's a good deed. Thank you. Oh, geez.
Saying something nice about somebody.
I didn't get you anything. Your omelet tasted swell, sir.
Oh, well, it was my pleasure to make that for you.
Okay, thanks.
That counts.
One of the things that's
that is a good deed that Greg does every morning.
It is. It really is. Yeah.
Wow.
It is.
Happy to do it for people I love and work with.
Aw, shucks, sir.
I was kind of raised at a different time.
I know.
Oh, no. Don't. You're running amok. You are running amok with that. Please don't do that. I was raised more not as recently as you. And I was taught to treat women like ladies. So I still open doors. Although, I'll tell you what, the older you get, really, just do it to be considerate. Hold the door open. The world has become so jaded that some women look at you like, why are you doing this? Well, in my time, it's called being polite, being considerate. So that's kind of sad. I think those traditions are worth hanging on to. But yesterday we had
it's honestly just second nature to me to open the door for someone. I mean, I don't even.
It's just anybody and everybody.
Yeah.
Kind of. If I hear someone behind me, you just hold the door. It's not. I wouldn't consider that a good deed. I just feel like that's.
Just common courtesy.
Common courtesy.
Just common courtesy.
It's not something I think about at this point. And giving directions, like, have you ever asked someone for directions and they're like, nope, not going to tell you where to go. I'm not telling you where Alabama News Network studio is.
Never
off.
Run into.
Who would say that?
The only thing I've run into are people who don't know the way of where I'm trying to go. That's about it. Otherwise, they'll
and
point me.
And I don't want you to give me directions at that point.
Otherwise, they'll point me in the direction.
That helps me out.
Yeah, they'll point me in the direction of somebody who might know.
We have to give directions to get out of our building because it's very complicated and angular. One good deed, though, yesterday we had the Salvation Army in my afternoon show because they're behind in their fundraising goals, and they do such great work, and so much of what you donate, any dollar you donate to them, goes to the cause that they're trying to help. So we came up with an idea, and this afternoon between 3 and 6, while I'm on the air, we're going to have a kettle outside in our West Side parking lot during the show. So we're going to have the first drive-by kettle drive in Salvation Army history to help them get closer to their goals. That was a good deed, and we are hoping that people will come by and visit us today, get in the Christmas spirit. That's how a lot of us learned a good deed, was the bell ringer with the red kettle. Dad or mom give you a few coins to throw into the kettle and learn the act of giving. So we're hoping for a big good deed this afternoon, and thanks for letting me take the time to talk about that. Back to you, Jay.
And hopefully the month of December, the 5 good deeds actually goes up. Hopefully it's more than 5.
Yeah,
at
hopefully
least for
you're
this
doing
month.
Good deeds throughout the year and not just trying to get on Santa's nice list and off the naughty list.
One other thing, too, and I'll bet every one of you and Jay, if you're ready to check out, you got a basket full of goods, but somebody comes up and they're holding in their arms what they're going to buy, I always let them cut in front, you know. That life is not that important that they have to stand behind me. Although I have been, I remember one time I was buying ice cream. We were having a party, so I've got, I don't need a basket, I don't need a cart, so I got 2 half gallons of ice cream in my hand, and there was only one lane open, and the lady in front of me bought half the canned goods in the store. So by the time I got done, I had numb forearms. I wish she had done a good deed for me that day. But that's another example.
I'm sure she used coupons, too.
Oh, and then pays with a check. Who pays with a check anymore? That's what a debit card is for. If you have a check from a bank, they can give you one of those. And returning lost items, too. That's we've done a lot of that on the air thanks to social media. If somebody has lost a pet, we can use that. And my listeners are so good, they'll share that. And we've reunited quite a few pet owners with pets over the years, too.
A lot of good deeds.
Our good deed for the month of December that we're about to do right now is get out of this segment on time for our producer. So we're going to let you guys go.
Aww.
We hope you have a great weekend. And we will see you guys on Monday morning.
See you Monday.
And to hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1. Just want to make sure people got that. Monday through Friday, starting at 6. And
well, we did it.
Yeah, we did. We wrapped that up. And then you don't have to do it again until a Monday a week. A week away from Monday.
Wait.
What?
Situations permitting.
I mean, yeah, I hope.
Hey, you know what happened yesterday?
I don't know.
Here's a...
It's a lot of things.
What time will the kettle be there? Kettle will be here at the building from 3 to 6 this afternoon. And thank you for asking. That'll be right outside. We're going to see if we can do a couple of other things with that. But we appreciate it. We got a couple of messages here. And then today's edition of the Cheap and Trashy. And I think we have another one of those end-of-the-year lists. Speaking of end of the year, we have our annual end of the year tribute song.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I remember those.
And to find that...
Do we have an end of the decade tribute song? Probably not. It would take a while.
No, we don't. Let's see. It's 2019 REM's end of the year. And I'll tell you what, we'll play that before we come back with the Cheap and Trashy. Right now, it is 6:46, temperatures in the mid to upper 30s.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our management print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Everyone's holiday looks a little different. Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air is here to help keep your holiday cheer intact. Happy holidays from all of us at Dixie.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
That's great. It starts with workers irate. Government shutdown means no pay. And Jussie Smollett's crime was staged. All about the Ukraine. Watch politicians churn Gaga and Bradley Singh. Brady gets one more ring. Green Book Academy. We work tag. Another actor is a grabber. Swift and Scooter fight. Song right. Sad to see a fire burning down the Notre Dame. Bunch of idiots. Storm Area 51 side. Kevin Hart's buddy driving in a hurry. Made us worry. Nearly broke his neck. White House team reporters hassle Trump. Twitter stopped Avengers Endgame. Billions. Uh-oh. Game of Thrones. Goodbye, Dragons. Rocks are groomy. Said I do. Epstein cell. Killed himself. Hong Kong. Protesting gnats. Win the World Series. Can't get a Popeye's chicken sandwich. Am I right? Right. The Democratic House chaotic far right. Trade fight that poor Peloton wife.
It's the end of the year as we know it. It's the end of the year as we know it. It's the end of the year as we know it. It flew right by.
Best women, Leah, Miley, separate. R. Kelly, incarcerate. Whistleblower, Baby Yoda, It, Clown, The Crown. Got me 50 plus plus J-Lo. And her rear reaches 50 years. White clown replacing beer. And impeachment, and impeachment, and impeachment. Third time. Liberals in ruin and nutty conservatives on Facebook. Fight.
It's the end of the year as we know it. It's the end of the year as we know it. It's the end of the year as we know it. It flew right by.
To those who died, we say goodbye. Like just well before his time. Talk the bounty hunter's wife. Grumpy cat out of lives. Nipsey Hussle, Lagerfeld, Rip Torn, Tim Conway, Luke Perry, Doris Day, John Witherspoon. A boss himself to kick the bucket. Have blood check. Died. Died.
It's the end of the year as we know it. It's the end of the year as we know it. It's the end of the year as we know it. It flew right by.
It sure did.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
All right. You kind of knew this was going to be the outcome. Who was the most influential person on Twitter this year?
On Twitter?
On Twitter.
Who cares?
Well, I mean, since it's the only place he can get his message out with having twisted and distorted.
For shizzle.
You would think the president. I mean, that is how he speaks to the country because he can't do anything unfiltered on the various networks. But Taylor Swift was number one. Trump was number two. We know that Twitter hates him, but they're kind of stuck because he is the president, so they can't screw with him too much. And somebody named Narendra Modi.
No idea.
Prime Minister of India. She must be like Trump, uses Twitter a lot to get her message out. Katy Perry was number four, and Elon Musk was number five. All these lists at the end of the year. All right, movies. Star Wars opens today.
That is correct. Kind of opened up last night, basically, for a lot of people. But, you know, they had their 7 p.m. preview, early showing type things. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
Critics are already complaining about everything from the rise of Skywalker, juggling too many storylines, to not developing the Rey character.
It is not doing well as far as the reviews are concerned.
Or how they used old footage of Carrie Fisher, who passed away, it's hard to believe, it seems more recent, but 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And wouldn't you know it, Cats opens today.
Oh, jeez.
It's got a Rotten Tomatoes score of 19.
Yeah.
Jennifer Hudson plays the rejected cat Grizzabella. Judy Dench is the elder cat. Bombshell opens nationwide today. It's a piece of crap. Nobody's going to go see it, but this is Hollywood's way of cathartically expressing their hatred of Fox News and conservatives in general. Nicole Kidman, Charlize Theron, and Margot Robbie all wasted their time on this one. If I was going to bet on a box office, I would say under 10 for Bombshell.
I'm curious about Star Wars. It should do very well, but I'm curious if it's going to do as well as the previous movies before it. I'm just hearing a lot of negative things.
And there's a bunch of stuff opening Christmas Day, but nothing that jumps out. It's not like when Titanic opened.
No, I think 1917 releases wide release in January, limited release on Christmas Day.
The worst movies of the decades. Cats has already made that list at number one.
Oh, my God.
That's how bad it is. Number one, worst movie of the decade comes out.
At
the end of the decade, just a few days before it ends. Arctic Dogs was the second worst. Dark Phoenix.
The X-Men movie, that came out this year as well and was bad.
Domino with Brian De Palma, number four. The Fanatic, two John Travolta movies made it. John Travolta's The Fanatic and Trading Paint. I never even heard of that. When did that come out?
I don't know.
Rambo, Last Blood.
That was also this year and bad.
The Haunting of Sharon Tate with Hilary Duff playing the title character.
I don't know when that released.
A Million Little Pieces, Didn't hear of that one. And a movie called Serenity with Anne Hathaway and Matthew McConaughey.
Was bad. I went and saw that.
Really?
Because I heard it was like, you won't believe the ending. And I watched it and, look, I'll tell you the ending because the movie's horrible. It turns out that Matthew McConaughey is a character in a video game at the end of it.
Oh.
And it's horrible. It is horrible, horrible, horrible.
Terrible,
and
terrible.
I love video games. And this is crap. It was crap.
I think Jay has earned your credibility, so...
That came out in January of this year. There's a lot of movies on that list that came out this year that are the worst movies of the decade.
And half of everything else was a remake or a reboot. Former Bond girl Claudine Auger died yesterday. For those of us who
Which one was she in?
She was in Thunderball.
Okay.
And for those of us who used to see the Bond movies, because that was as close to...
That
as you could get at that age. Eddie Murphy is hosting SNL.
This weekend, yeah. First time he has been there since 70-something?
That might be worth a look. We'll see how that all plays out. And that is your cheap and trashy. Gosh, during the last 10 minutes, all of a sudden, you know, Facebook has been doing this thing. People comment and stuff, and those used to show up as people commented. Now they hold them and then dump them all at the same time.
Hmm.
I just got like 20 of these. We have some, we have a cute video. Little doggy, beware of dog video, and Rich's video as well, which has the forecast right through Christmas week. So if you want to peek ahead, that's the place to go and do it. Want some help feeding the family and the visitors, or a place to take them? Because there'll be a lot of bowl games and stuff to watch. Baumhauer's Victory Grill on the Boulevard, where everything is original. It's a true family restaurant, not just for families to go and eat, but everything on the Baumhauer's menu has come from an original recipe within the family. Even Bob's wife, Leslie. It's her meatloaf recipe they serve there, and it is excellent. Lots of great choices on the catering menu. Oh, party-sized tray. We're going to give that away later this morning, right?
Yes.
You can win it, but if you don't, you can go get it, and that will save you a lot of time. You can get a large party-sized gooey fries. Those reheat well. Can't go wrong with those. Chips, salsa, and their original queso dip. And they'll sell you a gallon of Red Diamond iced tea, too. And somebody will win that exact package a little bit later this morning when we do our end-of-the-week grand prize drawings. But in the meantime, visit Baumhauer's.com or the restaurant at 1875 Eastern Boulevard, about a half mile north of Vaughan Road on the east side of the street. 657. We're going to check traffic next.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Impress your guests with the best. Formal Outings luxury restroom trailers are the perfect touch for outdoor weddings, receptions, family reunions, or parties. Go in style. Visit formaloutings.com.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic with your latest on the roads. We are starting to see some early morning congestion a little bit on the Northeast Boulevard. Folks coming in from the Wetumpka Highway into work. Also, Troy Highway at the Southeast Boulevard, a little busy there. Mostly light to moderate traffic everywhere in the city. I-65 and 85, light to moderate traffic through Montgomery. A quick merge at the interchange downtown. We are starting to see things build a bit towards rush hour. Use caution this morning and buckle up. Want a career in automotive collision repair? Trenum State now offers classes Monday through Thursday, 4 p.m. until 10 p.m. Call John Beckingham at Trenum State, 420-4333, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Yeah, it seems like it's almost too late to buy and have something delivered, but I was just looking at a list of places. Amazon Prime members, you can order on Monday and still have it there by Christmas. Walmart's deadline for free standard shipping is today, but you can get free two-day delivery for eligible items when you spend at least $35 before 2 o'clock Sunday. And, Best Buy. Deadline there is 11:30 today. Let's see. Today is the cutoff for two-day shipping on UPS. And the FedEx two-day option is today also.
Yeah.
But you can do overnight shipping on Monday. For those of you who are doing last-minute things, I got a place you can deliver yourself if you're having back trouble.
That would be the great city, what, twice a day, once a day now,
Millbrook? We're not sure. That's all changed.
Something of a day, Millbrook. Millbrook Family Chiropractic, the staff over at Millbrook Family Chiropractic, waiting to hear from you. But you can go to their website first. Excuse me. I don't know what is going on. I know Dr. Jeff Bassley can't help me with my throat stuff, but if my neck was in pain, if I woke up and I just have a stiffness or a soreness going on,